In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, after yesterday's so beautiful day, and a wonderful day of recollection and feast day of the Annunciation of the Blessed Virgin Mary, today we go back to regular Lent, and it seems that our spring has flown away. We've gone back to it being winter and cold and wet. So all the more important that we should draw near to our Lord and to the saints. They'll not only instruct us, but they'll warm us. You know, on a day like this, I think of what happened 1 week from today. What's 1 week from today? Holy Thursday at night. St. Peter followed our Lord after he was arrested by the Jews and taken away. And he did that because he loved our Lord, and he wanted to be loyal to him and stay with him. And so he was waiting in the courtyard outside the palace of the high priest, where our Lord was being questioned and slapped and treated very cruelly. And he went to the fire to warm himself. Only he got into trouble because he got talking to other people, and then pretty soon one thing led to another and he denied our Lord. But you know, he never forgot what happened at the fire, and that always kept him very humble. If I needed one word for today's Mass, children, it's that. We're meant to be humble. We are indeed thinking about, oh, it's just 1 week now till Holy Thursday, the great Mass, the birthday of the Blessed Sacrament, the procession, your children get to walk in it, and throwing the flower petals before our Lord, and the stripping of the altar, very sad, and then that unusual ceremony that you only see once a year, and some of you have never seen it before probably, the washing of the feet. That's a ceremony of being humble. Because the church is thinking about that, we have that gospel which we have so often during the year. It's the story of Saint Mary Magdalene and how she first of all got converted. Remember, she was a rather wicked woman and very worldly. And our Lord was in her town, and she heard about how kind he was and merciful to sinners who were sorry. And she went to see our Lord, and he was at the home of a prominent Pharisee, a Jew, and they were having a big dinner party. But in those days, the doors were usually open, and people sort of wandered in and out from the street. So she went in, and she didn't care what anybody said. She went right to our Lord's feet, and she was so sorry for her sins, she started crying. And the tears were enough to actually wash the dirt off his feet. And with her hair, she had long, beautiful locks, tresses, she dried our Lord's feet. And then she poured out all of the perfumes that she had. She used to like to go to the perfume counters at the department stores, and she bought quite a bit of perfume, and she poured it all out, all this beautiful perfume, at our Lord's feet, hundreds and hundreds of dollars worth. And this was her way of saying, "Dear Lord, I'm sorry, please forgive me." She was cold because she wasn't in the state of grace, and she went to our Lord, who is all warmth. And his Sacred Heart received her, and he forgave her. So that's what we're thinking of, because in the old days, this used to, next week was the time when sinners could get to confession, and still today, it's when people go to make their Easter duty confession. We have to think about that and pray that will go well for everyone. And then about the washing of the feet. The washing of the feet that we have in church is a reminder that all of us have our sins and all of us have to be humble. And if we stay close to our Lord, why then we'll never be out in the cold. We'll always be warm and happy, at least from a spiritual point of view, even though, of course, we'll have our penances to offer up and our sacrifices to make. Now, the Jews, children, they were punished by our Lord because they put our Lord out in the cold. They wouldn't worship the one true God. They were all the time building altars and shrines and sanctuaries to false gods who were devils, and they were worshiping them. And finally, our Lord had had enough, and he said, "Out, all of you, out." And they were all taken away by the pagans. The pagans burned their beautiful temple that Solomon had built, and they were all marched off to Babylon, and there they were enslaved, many of them. And one of them who wasn't, because he was such a talented young fellow, and his name was Daniel, and we hear a lot about him in Lent. He's a prophet, isn't he? He was in the lion's den just the other day. Well, in today's epistle, Daniel is waxing philosophical. That is to say, he's thinking about things. He's doing, remember how yesterday Father led you in doing your examination of conscience to make a good confession? Daniel is doing his own examination of conscience for himself and all of his people, the Jews, to remind us that now we should be examining our conscience to get ready for an excellent Easter confession. And so Daniel is thinking about things, and he's thinking, dear Lord, right now, we're really being punished by you. And now the church is thinking, that's exactly how we are today. There's no priesthood, and there's no temple left, and there's no altar or sacrifice or incense. It's all gone. Of course, we still have our church, but hardly anybody does have a true church anymore or a true mass. And it's very sad. And that should make us even more humble than we were already just for our own sins, because God is punishing us and we're sort of in the Babylonian exile, very far from the way our Lord wants his church to be. There hasn't been a pope for a long, long time. And we should feel very humble about that. And at the same time, by our sorrow, we should offer up tears of repentance like Mary Magdalene. And we should say, dear Lord, please forgive us. Dear Lord, please give all of these graces back to us again. The prayer of Daniel was so pleasing to God and so, well, beautiful, that the church has the priests say that every day at the offertory. Now, you little ones at the offertory today, try to watch Father Lectoranda and see what he does when, after he offers the chalice, the sacred host first and then the chalice, and then he bows down like this, and he says the words of Daniel the prophet, in spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito suscipiamur a te Domine, in the spirit of contrition and in a contrite heart may we be received, our Lord, O Lord. And sic fiat sacrificium nostrum in conspectu tuo hodie, may our sacrifice be so in thy sight today, so that thou wouldst give us forgiveness. That's what we're praying for most of all, and thy blessing. And then he puts his arms like this to invoke God the Holy Ghost to come down and to bless the bread and the wine so that it may become truly turned into our Lord's body and blood at the consecration. You see how being humble for our sins is connected with the consecration itself. So it's quite the virtue, and an important thing for us to have in mind as we get ready for our Lord. So you see, children, no matter how our Lord might punish us, nevertheless, none of us are left out in the cold, and we're invited still to draw very near to him. So these days, let's try to be holy, helpful to others, and humble, and make our prayer with Daniel the prophet today, or with Saint Mary Magdalene, right at our Lord's feet. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.